It's nice haunting this building. I heard there's a new tenant here. Maybe they'll be fun to tease, unlike the last guy. Oh my, look at that person. I must say, they're actually kinda cute. Welcome to your new home.
Wait, you heard me? Holy shit, you can see me? Oh, no. It's okay. I'm not mad. I'm just a bit surprised. I've been haunting this unit in particular for many years, and I've never had someone who can see me. I'm happy to make this happen.
I get sad whenever the landlord does renovations on this unit. I refuse to leave my home. I don't want to go to the afterlife. You look pretty scared. I guess I don't blame you. A ghost in your new apartment. Not exactly something that the landlord would want to advertise. I mean, I have no idea if they actually believe that I exist. They've definitely received messages from previous tenants. And they just laugh at all the tenants. You would think by now they'd look into this more seriously. I guess it would be hard to market an apartment that's haunted by a ghost. Most people would either not want to be here, or they'd just think it's silly. You, on the other hand, can actually see and hear me, so you know I'm real. Some could maybe hear me if I let them, but you can hear me regardless. No one has been able to see me, though, so this is a new experience for sure. Oh, no way, cutie. I'm not annoyed. Things are finally getting exciting. I finally got a roommate who can actually see and hear me like I'm a normal person. Oh, yeah. I don't plan on leaving this place. It is my home, after all. Don't worry. I'm a ghost. I don't need anything from you. You'd still be paying for yourself. It's no big deal. Besides, how could you leave? You just got here. I want to get to know you. It's a change of pace to have someone around who can actually see and hear me, especially such a cutie. Oh my, you look very flustered. Is that from me calling you a cutie? You're a shy one, aren't you? Even better. Back when I was alive, I really liked shy people. They're... what do people say these days now? Poggers? Sorry. Cringe, I know. I'm trying to get used to the words these days. It was a pretty different world when I was alive. I passed in 1982. Lots of things have changed since then. I mean, technology changes are wild. There weren't no smartphones that you all have now. Like, the idea of having all of that in your pocket? Never could have imagined that when I was alive. And the internet still really confuses me. I mean, every once in a while, I've seen what tenants use the internet for, and usually it's just for personal or work purposes, but I'm still stunned by the idea that someone can just search whatever they want and find answers. I suppose you're right. I did hear rumors that not everything you read on the internet is true.
and people should be careful with what they find. How about YouTube? There are so many types of videos out there for everyone to watch. It still baffles my mind. Plus video games. I remember playing on the Atari 2600 a year before I passed. Oh, come on now. I know the 80s seem like an ancient history to you, but there were video games back then. Sure, not quite as high-tech as they are now, but at least they weren't filled with countless microtransactions and being borderline broken at launch. Games just kind of worked back then. You want to ask me something? What is it? What's it like being a ghost? Well, I can walk through walls, scare people. I'm not visible to people unless they want to see me. However, it seems like you are an exemption to that power. Yes, I can go anywhere, but I have a very strong attachment to this apartment unit. Why? Well, it's where I lived when I passed. Yeah, I moved here in 1980. It was a pretty good apartment, much cheaper back then than it was now. Yes, the cost of living has changed around here since then. So I lived here for 2 years before I passed on July the 27th, 1982. How did I pass? Oh, no, it's okay. I don't mind this question. I've had many, many years to get over it. But, sadly, it was an accident. Some person was drunk as I was walking outside, and I got hit by them while they were driving. I was pretty unlucky. I decided to stick around here after that. It's been 30 plus years since that happened. I still refuse to go to the afterlife. I don't know. Part of me is just scared. I'd rather stay here in the living realm. I don't want to leave this home of mine. I've had a lot of fun messing with tenants. Though, you'll be much different as you're literally able to see me and hear me, which, as I said before, that's a first for me. What was that? You don't mind me being here? You sure? You seem much nicer than the other tenants. They would be super freaked out when I tried to reveal myself. I only tried physically showing myself to one of the tenants. They went a bit berserk and tried to shoot me. It was weird. I got evicted after that whole incident as they could not prove I was here. It was honestly my fault, but that was years ago. I realized showing myself could be dangerous. Sometimes I'd mess with them by allowing them to hear me. It frightened people. I can't really blame them for getting frightened. Hearing someone in your home and not being able to see them is an unsettling feeling. I can't fool you, though. This will be different. Gosh, now I'm the one who will have to worry about my privacy.
Well, yeah, I'll have to get used to the fact you can hear me without me letting you. There are some things I probably prefer to keep quiet about. I think you'd understand. You seem pretty shy yourself. Tell me, did you ever believe in ghosts? You did when you were younger? Ah, they used to scare you. Let me guess. It was basically a white bedsheet with black eyes. You didn't expect a more human form, did you? Yeah, I still have my body. You won't be able to hurt me or anything. I can move through anything. See? That's cute of you. You look like you've seen a ghost. Oh, wait. You really have seen a ghost. Ooh. Okay, fine. That was a little bit cheesy. Look, why don't you settle yourself in? I can help with the unpacking if you need it. Yeah, I can move objects. Don't you worry. Although I can only do it here, I can help you get stuff outside of the unit. It would be bad for the other tenants in the building to see floating boxes or whatever you got. Glad you understand. Listen, I can tell we're gonna be great roommates. I'm very excited.